It's that real shit. Start the sizzling.
Two and one and blast off. We are back again. Yes, that is right. Another episode of the Steady Music Podcasts here to shine the light upon some quality music for y'all once again. We're going to have another single spotlight today, and it's going to be an upbeat and fun one. This one today is going to be called Distancer with a group called New Goo. That's N-E-W-G-O-O. For those taking notes, looking things up. And Distancer is, it's awesome. It just kind of was eye-opening compared to a lot of the things that come into the demos and submissions and stuff. A lot more upbeat than many of the things that get sent. We can be getting a lot of lo-fi and a lot of like angry rock, and people leaving their feelings on their sleeve, wearing that on their sleeve a lot lately with the new recordings. But this one stood out amongst the pack just because it's like a little bit abrasive. It's like a lot of the things we've been featuring lately. It's sort of a hodgepodge of a few different genres. Like in some ways, this one is sort of like a dancey electronic track, but in other ways, it's sort of like an experimental bedroom pop, or like sort of like an alt lo-fi rock kind of thing going on. But it's more synthy than live instrumentation, and the drums almost have like a sort of like a drum and bass or like dance music kind of feel to them. But anyways, their music is it's off the chains. There's all sorts of stuff to dig into on the Bandcamp, and New Goo, one to watch for in 2022. All right, so without too much more blabbing, this one's called Distancer once again. Let's play the track, and then we'll be back with the details and socials and all that stuff. All right, let's do it.
Come passion and pursue.
right, so you just heard Distancer from New Goo. And if you want to tap in with New Goo on the World Wide Web, you can check out Instagram.com/new_goo. That's NEW_GOO. And if you want to look them up on streaming and stuff, it's just NEW GOO. Once again, awesome track. Always like to get stuff and listen to things that are unapologetic and unafraid to be themselves. So this track was truly unique. A bit dancey, a bit drum and bassy, a bit indie rocky, a little bit bedroom poppy. I've always find that to be such a mysterious genre, bedroom pop. You know, because pop kind of denotes big and polished, and bedroom kind of suggests lo-fi. But with technology, you never know. Anyways, once again, @new_goo is where you can find them on socials. And stay tuned to what they are doing. I'm sure there's going to be some awesome new stuff coming out sooner rather than later. And that's going to do it for today's episode, Distancer by New Goo. And if you haven't already, tune in with us on socials. We're @StudyMusicGroup on Instagram, and we also got a Twitter for the podcast, @StudyMusicPods. So wherever you're at, be sure to tap in with us, and we'll tap back in with you. So without further ado, we will see y'all on the next episode. All right, before we get out of here, I just wanted to remind you all that this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the good folks over there at CBDMD. They provide all sorts of different types of CBD products, from the tinctures to the straight up oil to the gummies, the sour gummies, the sleep aid, and they even got the CBD paw line that is on and popping now. They got all sorts of different stuff that your pets are going to like, your dogs, cats, birds, whatever you got. So anyways, if you want to learn more about CBDMD and give it a try, head over to studymusicgroup.com/podcast and hit the banner or the link there for CBDMD. All right, take it easy. We'll see y'all on the next one.
Oh yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, oh yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, oh yeah, that's what's up. You a young one too, and you coming different, you know what I mean? You ain't talking about being on the block, sitting this and doing that, you know, so that's what's up.
Go ahead, Heather, what you got?
See, he from that school of Rankin, you know what I mean? So he's fast on his feet, you know, it ain't too many, 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 you know, it ain't too many.
I
also
like to use a lot of old school
terminology
too.
Like, I don't look at it as old school though. Yeah. Like, that's just what you came up speaking.
And I'm committed to turning out as much of it as possible for the people who like it. It's there if you like it. If you don't like it, there's all those other names on the list.
What a great attitude. That's neat.
It's called rational thinking. Yeah, I know. It was phased out with the Republican administration.